This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, it's time again for Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I have to say, Doc, I'm feeling really good because every day gets one step closer to our reunion in San Diego at the Best Answer for Cancer with our friend Dr. Tony Jimenez. And, the only thing, we won't have Ty Bollinger there to kick around.
Right, right. It's going to be a couple of the people there that I haven't seen in a year or two, so it'll be good.
Excellent.
But
excellent.
Are we going to broadcast from there, by the way? Because I think we'll be there on a Sunday, right?
I think so. I think we could probably do some recording and some live stuff together as well, so plan ahead for that. So I just finally made the hotel reservations. I want to remind you, too, because I think if you're going to stay out there for Best Answer for Cancer, the seminar rates are like $139 a night, and they expire maybe even today. So you can do that online if you go to Best Answer for Cancer. We have it linked up, a big banner in the show notes, too. You can check it out, robertscottbell.com. So anyway, that's going to be awesome. There's a lot of stuff, obviously, from a global geopolitical discussion of the, terrorism dangers and, attacks. And I often read these articles and almost see if I just replace a few words, we're talking about doctors and what they do to patients, right? Terrorizing patients with chemotherapy. And I'm not even talking for cancer. Our lead story tonight goes into the issue of antibiotics. Now, I've been calling them a form of chemo for many years. A lot of people get upset with me because it's kind of hits close to home. It's not like they want more antibiotics, but they don't want to feel like they're taking something as strong as chemo, which they think is very toxic for cancer patients. But in reality, we're finding the devastating impacts of antibiotics are as serious or as precipitating, perhaps even cancers later in life.
Without a doubt, it's something that we've talked about altering the terrain aspect.
Yes.
For literally decades. That's one of the reasons that looking at severe hormonal disruptions, cases of severe immune suppression, things that we can't figure out what it is, these undiagnosed conditions that have four or five descriptive words like, demyelinating, idiopathic demyelinating polyneuropathy, or some of these diagnoses that have three or four or five words in them, what I call the difficult to diagnose or undiagnosed, doctors don't know what to do. You start trying to figure out how do I approach that type of patient. I always go back to the gut. The gut is like it's like the ABCs in trauma, airway, breathing, circulation. So when in doubt, go to the gut and start looking at the gut and start trying to get balance of the gut. It doesn't even matter whether you know what's going on. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you can identify what's wrong or not. Just go to the gut and start looking at the basics. What's the fungal counts? What's the dysbiotic flora? Is it adequate beneficial bacteria? If not, then the type of probiotics you supplement them with, get the short-chain fatty acids together, the digestion, the absorption, the assimilation, all those aspects, just start getting that balance and you will have a remarkable response because all the other symptoms that the person's suffering from that are leading them to go to different doctors all over trying to figure out what the diagnosis is, they start to resolve and suddenly the diagnosis no longer matters, they're getting better. And so the gut to me has always been the final frontier type thing in medicine. That's the one thing that we think we know a lot of, and very little. We know it's the second brain of the body. There's a lot of neurotransmitters found inside the brain that are also found within the gut. So there's a lot of interesting things that we've known for decades, and now this study brings home an association that we've known and observed, but now it clinically validates it with a study.
Yeah, let me tell everybody what the study is. And by the way, I was just in Dallas to give a lecture on allergies. And, of course, I could say, listen, we can replace the drugs I grew up on for all of my allergies and use natural things, homeopathic, silver, other things. We can do that. We can do herbs. But if you're just chasing the symptom with an herb, you're kind of doing allopathic medicine light. It's not as toxic, granted, but it's not the same as going to the heart of where it starts or the gut of where it starts, the gut. And so we talk about leaky gut as the basis for a lot of these hyperimmune or aberrant immune responses. And so that's where we want to go. But the overuse and abuse of antibiotics, and again, I'm poster child for that. Never once did doctors tell my mom and dad or me when I was old enough that I should get on a probiotic. Not once, with the probably hundreds of, I don't know what I'm exaggerating here. I've been on so many antibiotics before I woke up. This study now coming out is a little bit of a shocker, but not unexpected for us. It says antibiotics that kill gut bacteria also stop growth of new brain cells. This is in Science Daily. And it really strengthens my argument that you should not take antibiotics lightly, right? They're there as a last resort when all else fails. I understand that. But for the first, second, and third, and even fourth resort, it's really a dangerous game to be playing because there's a lot you're going to have to correct. And if you don't know how to do it, you'll suffer for years like I did, or worse, these kids that are being ripped apart and now they wear colostomy bags because the doctors only gave them antibiotics and prednisone until that's all they had left.
Yeah, I mean, that's a terrible, terrible combination of steroids with antibiotics. But, you know, I don't want to digress from this point that you're making, and I'll let you continue making it, Robert. But there's one thing
sure.
that I do think I need to interject here, and that is that early on in my career, for the first maybe after I left the military and was in private practice, probably for the first 5 years, so looking at like the mid-1996 to like maybe 2000, 2001, I still felt that, you know, if you need antibiotics, you use them. But again, you know, 1 week, it's not a big deal. I still feel that way, generally speaking, if that's what the case is. But in the first 5 years, I thought that antibiotics would be a faster, more efficient, more effective regimen. But in the last 15 years, with some of the things that we've gotten, some of the things I've experienced from other places, you know about the silver aspect. We've been using silver
yep.
in many different aspects, intravenously, intranasally, you know, from a nebulizing standpoint.
Right.
Besides that, some of the different herbal components, we have certain mixes that we do. In fact, even intravenous now that we do with the homeopathics that are all herbal based. I have found that without any reservations whatsoever, that use of antibiotics initially, it's almost like saying, okay, well, you know, I'm really, really hungry, so I'm going to pick up this peanut and eat it versus having a full 7-course meal with steak and everything, and you're saying when you go with the antibiotic route, it's almost like you're in starvation mode and you're going to get that peanut because that's about as effective as it is at satiating you as opposed to the 7-course meal because the herbal combinations and some of the things that we've been doing, like with the use of silver, they are so much more dramatically effective. Sinus infections, as an example, they
yes.
are notoriously difficult to deal with because you have to penetrate the sinuses. Yet, if you just take this in through an inhaler 2-3 times, and within 24 hours, you're feeling better. Not that it's going to resolve in 24 hours, but you start feeling symptomatic relief
sure.
in 24 hours, maybe even in 12 hours, whereas with antibiotics, you may not start feeling better till the 6th, 7th, 8th day of the course of antibiotics. And with the natural regimen, by the third day, you're pretty much done. You can still do it maybe once or twice, you know, for the next couple of days just to make sure you got everything. But within 3 or 4 or 5 days, you're done with the whole treatment.
Well, no harm that you're going to have to rebuild the body from. And also, think about this, no resistance developing to new microbes the next time it might happen.
Exactly. Exactly. But the reason that I brought this up is because in most doctors' thought processes and in many patients' thought processes,
sure.
the antibiotics are the first-class citizens and the natural herbal components are the third-class, lower-rated citizens. And in actuality, it's quite the opposite. And when you experience the efficacy of the natural stuff, if done right, you know, there's a number
yes.
of different things you can combine. They become so much more powerful than antibiotics. It still wows me. I mean, I've had patients that were septic that I gave intravenous components to and then mm-hmm. sent them to the hospital because I knew that they were septic. Their white counts were in the 25, 27,000 range. They were disoriented. They didn't know who they were. Their blood pressures were, you know, bottoming out. I give them 2 different IVs, one just nutritional base, one combination of what I'm talking about. just because I know they're not going to get that in the hospital, but I know that they need a hospital. I know that they need to be in an intensive care unit. We send them to the hospital. The family gets the patient out of the car, you know, they in the ER, they're kind of rushing them in the ER, and the patient says, what am I doing here? This patient 30 minutes ago didn't know who they were. They didn't know, they didn't recognize their own kids. They didn't recognize, didn't know who the president was. They didn't know what year it was. And now they're asking, what am I doing here in the emergency room? That's how fast some of these things work. And the patient ended up not even having to be admitted in the hospital because they said by the time they got the white count, you know, it was already down to like the high, I mean, still very high, but it dropped within just a few hours. So the point is that sometimes we think, oh, natural is, yes, it's better, but it's really ineffective, or it's not as effective, or it's slower efficacy, or it's whatever. Like that
not
patient that I told the story about, the chemo patient that was a drug rep and had always known that she would go the alternative route, what she called the alternative route, if she ever had cancer. But then when she got cancer, she didn't expect to get when she was so young. So what did she do? She'd get chemo and radiation because she wanted to knock it out first and then go back to the natural. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You totally missed the whole boat. What you just said, one, you don't create side effects. That's a key. Two, you don't become resistant to the treatment. That's another key. But here's the real key. It's better and more effective if you really want to get better. Forget about the fact about all these other advantages. In today's world, if you use an effective, that's a key word, effective natural regimen, it is going to have more faster, it's going to have a more effective response, but it's going to have a faster onset of response, and it's going to have a lower course of treatment. So when we get sick, don't we want to be sick for a shorter period of time so we can resolve faster and we have a most effective treatment? And that's what the point is, that it's not even all the other aspects that we've talked about for many years. I'm now finding in the last 10 years, especially with the effective concoctions, you can actually negate the effects of antibiotics.
Yeah, well, of course, we don't want to have to reverse everybody because we got a lot of repair already going. But it is a question of, does the doctor, when it's appropriate to consult with one, know how to work this successfully? Because if you do, I've seen reversal of necrotic tissue without the use of antibiotics. I mean, that's the thing that you say, oh, that can't be done. No, it can be. It has been done. It's continuing to be done. But we've got to teach people this advanced medicine. So we're going to continue talking about this. And this particular article also references the damage to new brain cell growth. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that to kind of drive it home, to let you know that the antibiotics should not be the first resort. Moms and dads out there, you're listening. I know you don't want to use more. I have had the great fortune of learning this stuff in time to have kids, so that my kids have not had to use antibiotics in their entire life. And it's not that they may never, ever need it, but I haven't found the reason for it based on what I know, what Dr. Bitar knows. So we'll be back to discuss this and a whole lot more advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss an hour of advanced medicine each week, you can easily download it at the archive at medicalrewind.com. This special hour, only available there, medicalrewind.com. Of course, you can get the general show all the time through our syndicator, GCN, of course, at robertscottbell.com and the archives at SoundCloud, and across the pond, UK Health Radio, and more. But we're talking antibiotics, and again, this is for clarity's sake, we'll never say there's never a place for intervention of an allopathic variety. That's what it's there for. It's like we've never argued there's never a place. But the point is, it's everywhere, and it shouldn't be everywhere. It should be in an appropriate place. Where is that place? Well, I guess, folks, until you learn, and doctors, until you learn, there are other things that can be as effective or even more effective than antibiotics for infection, you're going to keep falling back on the same thing and damage the patients, rip their guts out, and not know how to correct it. So now this latest article, this scientific paper, is saying not only is it harming the gut, but it's harming the brain, which makes sense to us, but now they're actually finding the pathways and the specific things that it's impacting. And Dr. Pitar, I think this only strengthens our argument that you've got to be cautious before you resort to an antibiotic.
Without a doubt. And we have talked about how the gut is the second brain. Believe it or not, actually, this is one area in even conventional medicine, those that are not so much within the gastroenterologist, but more in the neurological community, at least some of the people that I dealt with when I was going through my educational phase, even back as far as 1983 when I graduated from high school and 1987 I graduated from Washington University. In that four-year period, I worked with a Dr. Robert Omley, who was a neurophysiologist, and he was also a pediatrician. And we were doing actually brain transplants. I think we've talked about this a number of years ago on the air, but we were doing actually brain transplants with rats. We were taking prenatal rats and then taking the frontal lobes and transplanting them in lobectomy size of adult rats. And we had a very high success rate of transplant. It was something like in the 70%. But the problem was there was a lot of cancers associated with the reanastomosis of the brain tissue. But what was interesting was back then I remember Dr. Omley saying that there was a very significant connection between the gastrointestinal system and the neurological system, and that there was overlap. And I remember thinking that sounded strange. And, of course, we've talked about, and I think last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about how there's nervous tissue. There's like another brain within the heart. And so when we're thinking from the heart, heart-based medicine, you know, there's another component. So you start seeing how there's a brain in the gut, there's a brain in the heart, there's a brain, not just nerve tissue, but actual, like a self-contained thinking unit or a regulatory unit that has other than just regulation components and regulation aspects to it. It becomes very fascinating, and then you realize that the last frontier is really inside the human body. As much as it is, as is within, so is without type of thing, you know, the yes. universe continues outwards. Well, inside us, there's so much more that we have to learn.
Yeah, so specifically with this pathway, and you probably understand it better than I do about what it's impacting, they say it's impacting memory, neurogenesis, right? And I'm thinking neurogenesis, that would be nerve cell regeneration or growth, new brain cells. My goodness, that's pretty devastating because we've been told for years adults can't generate new brain cells. I always thought that was kind of silly because if you're alive, there's always regrowth and repair and replacement. So to think that it couldn't happen in the brain cells as well, I think it's silly. And now they're acknowledging it damages the ability of the body to do that.
Well, the thing is, yeah, when they're talking about neurogenesis, they're talking about as individuals actually growing, but the mainstream concept is that the brain tissue cannot regrow. You can't get new brain cells. You can't regrow brain cells, which is absolutely preposterous because back as far as I said, 1983, we'd already established that that is not the case. Mainstream medicine will still say that brain tissues, once damaged, that's it, you can't recover them. That's why they believe that stroke patients can't be recovered and Alzheimer's can't be recovered and autism can't be recovered. And yet all these things can be and have been recovered. And we've done it in our own clinics and we've seen it done in other places as well. But the point being that this neurogenesis aspect, think of it, the most susceptible patient population to this problem would be the developing brain, right? The pediatric population. And we also have things, the studies that have been done that show that use of certain types of chemicals with other chemicals, when I'm saying that, I'm specifically talking about thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury, in conjunction with the use of antibiotics, like the tetracycline, the doxycycline specifically, but all antibiotics, actually increases the damage to the nerve tissue by 400%. So thimerosal itself is very damaging, but in the concomitant use of antibiotics increases it fourfold. So and that's pretty impressive data, and it correlates now with what this study is showing.
And you follow that on with Tylenol, which is often prescribed to the pediatric population, and you got the reduction of glutathione production, and you've devastated the child. Again, iatrogenic destruction of the brain cells. Through all of these things, they mean well, but they're very mean in what they're actually doing.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says, it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, I know you can't get enough advanced medicine, so that's why I'm encouraging you, inviting you all to join us in San Diego April 27th, 28th, 29th for the Best Answer for Cancer. We've got a lot of great docs that are going to be presenting there. Dr. Vitar, excited to connect with you. Also, our good friend Tony Jimenez and others. And I just got your information on what you're presenting on. It's going to be fascinating. And I know that the focus is on cancer, but it looks like what you're talking about is going to be, let's say, beneficial for a heck of a lot more than just cancer when you talk about allicin-based therapies. And we used to talk about allicin-stabilized garlic years ago on the show. I mean, a long time ago is a really cool compound that they were able to stabilize from the garlic, because it's a very reactive compound that's hard to get it to stabilize and stay there for that impact that it has in the body.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And We've been using this. I started working on a protocol over a year ago. I've been on it personally myself for about 10 months, and I can tell you that the results have been just unbelievable. And we've now tried it with 12 patients, and their results have been phenomenal. So it's been used in a combination of different a couple of different things that we're using in conjunction with it, but the predominant factor itself is that stabilized Allison, and then also the type of patient. So not only is it beneficial in circulatory issues, and not only is it beneficial in cancer, but we also find it to be very effective at getting rid of the biofilm and helping the body get rid of fungal infections that don't seem to be able to respond to many other conventional treatments or integrative treatments for that matter either. So we've seen it have a very broad spectrum effect across three major medical dilemmas that are currently facing us on the planet.
Yeah, very cool. Well, we've got the remedies here on Advanced Medicine each and every week, so keep tuning in, folks, and learn more. Go to medicalrewind.com, of course, drbatar.com. We have the association, the IADFW, that you can become a member of. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners can. If you're interested, let us know. We'll let you know how to do that and get you even more information. Now, one of the things, there's an article here from, of course, CNN, which is largely fake news, as much of the legacy mainstream media is. They say seven reasons we're at more risk than ever of a global pandemic. And I don't think any one of them was the overuse and abuse of antibiotics, which should have been, like, number one on the list, because if you destroy the gut, you destroy the immune system. What happens when you destroy the immune system? You become vulnerable to anything and everything going around, much less what you already have in your own body. But funny that they missed that one.
Yeah, it was almost, diametrically opposed on the other side. They should have, if they're worried about being wiped out by viruses, then they need to really follow the chain, kind of like a forensics accountant would follow the chain of money. If you follow the chain, then how would viruses take over? Well, the viruses could only take over if they were rendered to be just running rampant. But in actuality, the way it would happen would be that you start using antibiotics. The antibiotics then reduce the immune system. They make people become resistant to other forms of whatever bacteria there may be, and then you end up creating a dysbiosis, an imbalance, and that basically then prevents the natural barrier for the virus to propagate. So now the virus would end up propagating without anything holding it back, and that's what, if there was a way, a possibility that this could actually be a concern, that would be how it happens. It's interesting to also understand that human evolution is all based on viral replication. So the way our DNA, right, our RNA, the way we evolve is actually a viral-based system. So
it's a communication.
Going to be so,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly, the communication and how the replication occurs. So to say that viruses will wipe out the human race or, you know, the next catastrophe, whatever they're saying, it's like saying, you know, the bunny rabbits are going to be the next horror show that people have to deal with. So it's
The only one of their 7 points that make any sense at all are what they call civil conflicts. Because if you live in a war-torn region where you have abject poverty, lack of sanitation, sewage, hygiene, and food, okay, that's going to manifest as disease. No question about that. The rest of it is just a bunch of, it's just garbage. It doesn't get to the heart of what really causes it. Even then, when they say civil conflict, they don't understand why disease happens. They think, oh, well, it's because suddenly now you're going to be exposed to things. It's like, no, it's not just exposure. It's everything that precedes it. And then if you're exposed, of course, but you don't even have to be, because if you're so devastated internally, you got everything within your body that can kill you, including candida.
That's exactly right. So if you're susceptible, even a common cold will kill you. A patient that's suffering from the HIV, what we call AIDS, you know, the immune deficiency, or somebody whose immune system is very weak and like a cancer patient, they rarely ever die off the, in fact, I don't think they ever die off what, you know, the AIDS or the cancer. They usually die from some type of an opportunistic infection, like a common cold or they'll get pneumonia or something and it kills them, whereas a normal person, it wouldn't affect them so much. And then the question is, why is it that these people end up succumbing to these minor illnesses? It's because their immune systems have been annihilated. It has nothing to do with the actual issue that they have. It's actually their immune system has been so damaged and rendered obsolete that the normal common thing that our body can normally deal with incapacitates them and takes them out.
Exactly. And here's the story about protecting yourself from candida auris fungal infection, which they call it deadly. I always thought it said the deadly E. coli infection, which it's not deadly when you're healthy. You know, E. coli can't take over. In fact, there is a strains of E. coli that are normally occurring in your GI tract. Why do they alter? You know, why is there pleomorphism? If you alter the terrain, you alter what grows there. And they don't talk about this at all. They say, oh, my gosh, we're exhausting our antifungal medications now. Not just the antibiotics we've already talked about, but the antifungal medications, which are even more toxic to the liver.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I probably prescribed more antifungal medication in Charlotte, actually in all of North Carolina, than all North Carolina doctors combined for a number of years, because I saw how important it was to deal with the fungus issue. But actually, we rarely use antifungals now, because there are so many other more effective ways of dealing with it. In fact, some of the stabilized allicin, I haven't come across anything that's as effective as what we're working with right now, but that helps to get rid of the biofilm and actually has been very potently effective against the various types of funguses that people are affected by. So antifungal medication is very damaging to the liver. It's very toxic, and fungus is a major issue that we need to deal with. In fact, in many cases, cancer, I think, is mistaken. Fungus or fungal infections are mistaken for cancer, and the characteristics of cancer and fungus is very, very similar. They're anaerobic metabolizers. They don't like oxygen-rich environments. They're obviously glucose metabolizers. They're very susceptible to the environment. But if you have light air movement, you know, think of mold. Where does mold grow? Mold grows in a warm environment. It grows in a dark environment. It grows in a humid environment. And cancer is the same thing. It's dependent on a certain type of environment. So if you can change the environment, you can cut fungus, you can poison fungus, you can burn fungus, it'll still come back. Mold, you know, you can do anything you want, it'll come back. The only way to get rid of mold is by changing the environment. So if you have a log that there's mold growing at the bottom of it, if you pull it out in the middle of the field, turn it upside down, have air hitting it, the sunlight hitting it, there's no more humidity because the sun is evaporating everything, and there's less humidity there, you're going to see that mold is going to eventually dry up and it's going to dissipate. You never have mold growing in the middle of a sunny, aired environment. You know, it's always in a damp, humid, dark spot.
Well, and you think about the follow-up to an antibiotic, right? Very often you'll see secondary opportunistic infections like candida, forms of candida. And, of course, because you're altering the terrain, you're like putting dead logs, you know, no puns intended there, in your gut, where suddenly these yeast forms can grow. And they couldn't grow outside of the healthy balance when it exists in a healthy terrain or environment. It's part of the makeup of what goes on down there. But suddenly it's an opportunistic because the antibiotics, once again, that preceded it, are devastating to the microbiome biodiversity, which when we deal, for instance, with silver as an antimicrobial, we find that we don't upset the biodiversity at all. So you can absolutely reduce the microbial burden without damaging the terrain. And that's something that we need to teach the doctors around planet Earth, because we're devastating patients and they're giving rise to cancer. They're giving rise to fungal infections, even, again, as I said, by meaning well, because they want to tamp down an infection and get you through it. But they're just not trained in this. That's not happening in medical school. So they have to go outside of that training and get some advanced medicine training.
Well, I think that this call to doctors to become more aware, I think that's a very important aspect. And I think more and more doctors are not getting to that point. They're starting to evolve and realize what they're doing is maybe not the best for the patients. But again, it's, you know, not to try to defend them, but they're also victims themselves, because the doctors are just following the cookbook medicine that they've been taught and led to believe that what they're doing is the best thing for the patient. So it's a whole propaganda scheme, as we already know, and which all started back with the Flexner Report. But
yes,
you're right. They need to become more aware of it, and I think more and more are becoming more aware of it. And, in fact, I'm writing a book, actually. I didn't tell you this, Robert, but I'm writing a book that will hopefully make them aware of it in a way that is very painful and forces them to look at it, which is when you start looking at the financial repercussions to themselves by not making the right decision. It's a book about if doctors did the right thing, how much better they would have their own life, their own finances, and their own self-help, because of practicing medicine the right way. And the cost of practicing medicine the wrong way, forget about what it does to the patients for a second. If you look at the selfish ego standpoint, doctors are affecting their own health and their own financial pocketbook by not practicing medicine the right way.
I think what it's doing to their psyche as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, well, that book is long overdue as well. Well, listen, there's another thing here as we're headed. We got about a minute before we next break, but thyroid cancer rates apparently have tripled recently. Tripled since 1975 to 2013. Tripled. And it's like, where's the focus on thyroid cancer in terms of why it's happening as opposed to, hey, how many ways can we take the thyroid out of existence, radiation or surgery, right? Why not recognize what's causing the thyroid to drop into a cancerous state?
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. It's a point that almost escapes you, but that's exactly what the issue is. Why is it happening? Not, you know, we never look at the causation. We are always trying to deal with, and this is not just with thyroid cancer, but with everything when we're dealing with it, it's always a specific, you know, solution. We don't look at why did it occur in the first place. That's what we should be looking at. Why did it occur? Get rid of the why it occurred, and you're never going to deal with it in the first place.
Exactly. Now, we talked about the use of selenium and iodine, essential fats, getting people out of autoimmune states as well. But again, these are comprehensive protocols that beg a little bit more investigation than how do we kill cancer cells that used to be your cells that apparently went rogue and, of course, are obligate glucose metabolizers, as Dr. Bitar says so well. How do we reverse that? We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll get into the expansion of the definition of PTSD as it affects other areas of the body as well. And if you miss the show, go to medicalrewind.com. Of course, we also have the links to archives at robertscottbell.com as well.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, remember, we've got upcoming events. If you're not sure where, just check them out in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Our good friend, Dr. Marlene Siegel, who we had on one night when I was broadcasting from her place. Remember the doctor of veterinary medicine? She said, great show. Love listening while cooking. Well, why weren't we invited for dinner, Marlene? That's all I got to say. Anyway, we got a lot of broadcast healing happening, and we're going to see Dr. Batar out in San Diego for the Best Answer for Cancer. And doctors of veterinary medicine are welcome to come out as well, aren't they? We'll have a great time together. Also, Toronto, Ontario, we've got, of course, Ty Bollinger. We're going to be there for the week before that in the Total Health Conference. And, of course, Dr. Batar as well is going to be featured in the Truth About Vaccines, which is launching April 12th. And we have a banner, I believe, Super Don, you can confirm if we have a banner about the Truth About Vaccines available in the show notes or on the site. Good. So I want everybody to sign up. You can watch it for free. That is going to be a game changer for the world to understand what vaccines are, what they are not, so you can make fully informed decisions about them. So, Dr. Batar, just on the thyroid issue, can't forget that in that time span where thyroid cancer has increased, we've also seen background levels of radiation increase significantly during Fukushima and even prior to that, of course, Chernobyl. So it's not surprising, but that, you know, government supposedly wanting to protect the people don't talk anything about how to prevent the severe damage from ongoing radiation exposure.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's, you know, this is one of those strange things, Robert. I mean, well, which story is this referring back to? Because I don't want to get out of context, because this is going to open up a diatribe. You know, I'm going to go off on a tirade.
Well, just briefly referring back to the thyroid cancer rates tripling over, you know, since 1975 to 2013. There have been some significant events globally that impact thyroid health anywhere you are.
Yeah, that's true. One of the problems, I think, is also that this misnomer that thyroid health or protection from radiation, just take iodine, you're going to be protected by it. And that's a very false sense of security because, yes, it's true that radiation exposure will deplete your iodine levels, but that's not going to prevent you from getting a thyroid cancer. So I think that there's probably a lot of this, again, toxicity level on the planet increasing, and it's going to affect the endocrine system quite significantly. That's why you have more adrenal stress. I don't know about the actual numbers for adrenal cancers, but I would suspect that they're higher You've got thyroid issues. You've got a lot of the sex hormone disruption. So you end up having more uterine cancer, more ovarian cancer, more testicular cancer. So if you start looking at all these different types of cancers and the rates of them, you would probably find that from the endocrine system standpoint, there is actually over the normal increased level of cancer in the endocrine organ types of cancer, of which thyroid falls right into that.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's not one thing that we need to do. As you said, it's not just iodine. I mean, we can acknowledge iodine deficiencies. Dr. David Brownstein talks about that a lot, too. But there's so many things. And if you're new to this show, and particularly when we do advanced medicine, just pick up the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, Dr. Batar's international best-selling book. It's been out for years, I know, but it's just as good as the day it was written. And it has that impact to let you understand the systemic, impairment of function due to things that are happening globally. We talk about the environment, the terrain, the milieu, the deficiencies, the toxicities, the opportunistics, all of that's there. And that's why, you know, we have hundreds and now thousands of hours together of discussions here on advanced medicine that go further into that. One final thought on the PTSD, there's a story about that. They talk about could it be or should it be considered a systemic issue, PTSD, not just a brain or emotional disorder. They talk about 10 different comorbidities associated with PTSD.
Yeah, so PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder, usually seen with a person that has experienced some type of significant trauma, usually a sustained trauma. Should you classify that as a systemic disorder? I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Robert? I think that the brain regulates the whole body, and it's the computer that's regulating everything. So in my opinion, it probably should be.
Well, and we talked about the brain and the heart. How did it impact the heart, right? How you feel your way through life. I mean, yes, absolutely systemic. There's probably no system that's not impacted by a severe trauma. And we talk about that homeopathically all the time. It's just now allopathically they're considering that everything's connected to everything. So we're going to have to wrap it up there. I do still recommend a CBD as one option for folks, and you can get it in all 50 states. Our friends at CV Sciences, we had Stuart on yesterday. But Dr. Batar, man, appreciate you. Another great round of advanced medicine with you, my friend.
Well, I enjoy it every week, Robert. We are on a 7th year, and I enjoy it every week.
Yep, we're on a mission to heal. We're on a mission from God. And it's a great thing to do together, spread the vitamin L. And it can be intense at times, but we have a good time. Dr. Batar, please, let them know what they need to know before we go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0690. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.